The economic crisis is putting pressure on students with college loans. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports this morning, the loss of jobs and worries about employment prospects is leaving students wondering if they'll be able to pay their student loans.
Meet three first-generation college students, Lauren Jones-Forbes, Giselle Alonso, and Alex Silva.
You can't just say it's no longer a debt. A lot of people would lose money, but at the same time, it's very hard for a lot of people my age.
Every day is a different emotion. Some days I'm more like, I can manage this. Some days I'm more angry and just frustrated, and I'm not even know what, who or what I'm angry at, but I'm just feeling a lot of stuff. And then some days it's just like I'm coping, but I'm coping kind of like through humor and laughing at the situation. But it's been just a roller coaster of emotions.
It's a feeling of uncertainty, I think, just not knowing what exactly is going to happen, which is the scary part.
Lauren Jones-Forbes and Giselle Alonso are worried about whether they'll find jobs when they graduate with master's degrees in social work from Boston University this spring. They each have more than $40,000 in loans. Jones-Forbes has been trying to keep her student loan debt down when she graduates. She's been paying some of the interest while she's still in school, but she's not sure whether she should continue.
Any extra money right now would be useful to have, but then I'm thinking about, you know, when you delay payments, how that builds up and the interest is still accruing.
Jones-Forbes had two jobs, but lost one when a nonprofit she worked for laid her off. Her other job is as a home health aide, even though she's not meeting with her client in order to prevent either of them from being exposed to the coronavirus, she's still receiving a paycheck for that position. Giselle Alonso is living in her family's apartment in Fields Corner in Dorchester. Some of her classmates, she says, have nowhere to live.
Their priority is finding somewhere to sleep.
Alonso says for them, finding a job, much less paying off loans, is not the top priority.
This has to be put on hold, not for just a few months, but for a while until the actual crisis is under control.
Financial aid officers say they're not hearing yet from students who cannot meet their loan obligations, but many are worried about their finances. Both Northeastern University and BU are looking at ways to help students out more. As Executive Director for Financial Assistance at BU, Julie Wickstrom says she's starting to field requests from incoming students asking for more financial aid than the university has offered.
We're just starting to hear from students about changes in their circumstances. We have more appeals than we usually have at this time of year from those students.
Wickstrom says she and her staff are starting to hear from students whose parents have lost their jobs, and she says BU is open to increasing financial aid. As Dean of Financial Services at Northeastern University, Rob Reddy says he and his staff have been having a lot of conversations with parents worried about losing their jobs.
There's a lot of that going on. I haven't lost my job yet, but I'm worried. Do I want to make this type of investment?
Reddy says parents are worried about the drop in the stock market and the fact that they'll have to save more for retirement as a result, leaving less for their children's college education.
We are looking into how we can, hopefully not forever, but at least in this time period, increase the scholarship and grant budget so that we can continue to be as generous as possible of an institution.
Before the outbreak, Alex Silva, who has a master's in accounting from Northeastern, was just barely managing to pay his more than $100,000 in student loans.
My fiance is a waitress, and she made pretty good money.
Between her job and his accounting job, they were getting by living at his parents' with their nearly one-year-old daughter. On top of his loans, Silva had worked out a payment plan with Northeastern for back tuition of about $400 a month for the next 4 years. He says he and his fiance were able to save $50 to $100 a month, and then the restaurants closed. They now have to rely solely on his income, plus some unemployment benefits his fiance collects. Silva is relieved that the federal government has reset the interest rate on student loans to zero, and student borrowers can defer payments until September.
What it does help is addresses the federal student loans. I think that's great, but I don't think that's the heart of the issue.
The heart of the issue for Alex Silva is that federal loans amount to only about a third of what he owes in private loans, and the federal stimulus does not provide for any relief from those loans. He's not sure what the solution is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.